Would that, I mean, throwing a rain jacket on, is that going to keep the little swimmers from going to like?
Well, that well, ain't I don't. Well, there's only one that I know. Like, I don't know where it's at. It's. You think there's something in there that could that would? I
Go
mean,
up,
I don't know.
yeah, swim up your urethra,
Yeah, I
go
know
the
there's that
wrong
one
way
little
up the one
fish.
way.
Yeah, I know there's that one little fish off somewhere.
It's in the Amazon, I think. And if you wanna do the back roads, boogie, nod your head to the song. And rock on.
Windows down, hair blowing in the wind. Lord, forgive me right now. About to commit a couple sins. Grab the tequila out the cooler. Go ahead and pour it up. I'm the designated driver. Still, I'm about to have a cup.
John. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Ooh. It's almost that time to go fishing. I guess you could fish year round, right? I can't say that I'm not into ice fishing because I've never been. So I would try, and I know like in around the Big Lakes up north, Michigan and whatever else is up there. I know they like in their domes and stuff, they get it like I think what 60, 70, 80 degrees in the fishing hut. Man, I don't know. I don't know if I can. I'll try it. I really would try it. But it's almost that time fishing.
Are you
I just know
talking? Are you
you're,
talking to yourself right now?
well, you're recording, so no, I'm not talking
Man,
about
I can't wait to play that shit back.
I was just talking about it's almost fishing season
Oh yeah.
for me. Anyways, I'm like, I'm trying to get, spring and all the way to winter. But I'll do a little crappie fishing around this time too. I have.
I don't think fishing season ever stops here.
Yeah, down there, down there, I bet it doesn't.
I don't know.
You think like what happens like whenever like on hurricanes and stuff, like do the fish come up that high? Like, do they come up where they're swimming through somebody's house?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know because, for the longest, this is crazy because I'm not you when you're not around something, sometimes it's hard to understand, right? But, as I've grown up flooding, it never dawned on me how toxic the water could be because of all the sewage and stuff. I would just think you would get out and you would just like, I feel like I could swim house to house.
Yeah.
But,
Oh yeah, I mean you could swim house to house, sure. But like that water's nasty. The
yeah.
water's like nasty, nasty.
And when you get in the water enough, like if you get in the water enough where you're struggling or something like that, woo wee, something's getting in your mouth. Golly, woo wee.
Yeah, the few times that I've had to like respond to hurricanes military side, and you gotta go and like drive through certain areas, and if like you're part of like swift water rescue and shit like that, and literally the first thought is not who you're gonna save, but is you really think if I put a condom on right now, it'll keep something from like swimming up my dick hole? Because
Oh
you don't ever think
God.
about it, you're like in water up your waist. And like I hopped out of the truck one day. Like I hopped out, I was like, water's not that deep. And I went kaplunk, and it was like almost up to my nipples. I was like, fuck.
Dude, did you
Should I?
freak out
And
a
I
little bit?
like I literally just like crawl, I like pulled myself back up. I was still back in the truck. I was like, oh man, I think I need to put a condom on just to make sure like nothing, which
Man.
I mean, I guess I mean it's a you laugh at it, but like for guys, like would that, I mean, throwing a rain jacket on, is that going to keep the little swimmers from going to like?
Well, there's only one that I know, like, I don't know where it's at. It's, do you think there's something in there that could, that would, I go mean,
up,
I don't know.
Yeah, swim up your urethra.
Yeah, I know
the that's wrong that way up fish. The one way.
Yeah, I know there's that one little fish off somewhere.
The Amazon, I think.
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah, but then there's like a pair. There's like plenty of parasites.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
That could go in there. I mean, mind you, like, I don't know about you, but my pee hole is not like gaping open all the time. You know?
Mine's not either.
I feel like that sucker's, you know, sealed shut naturally until something needs to happen. It's like a one-way valve.
Yeah, that's true.
Blasts out and then locks up, you know?
Yeah, that would. Yeah, I guess. Never thought about that.
No, never had to. Yeah, like I thought about it. Everyone like kind of laughed at me, and I was like, "Oh man, like seriously, same amount of condom." They're like, "No," and I just looked at him. And I went, "Listen, if something like crawls up my dick hole, I get some kind of parasite from this. Like, I'm gonna blame all of you for it." And they're like, "Yeah, okay." And then I hop back off the truck into the water again. Like that's as far as the thought went, but now like. Thinking about it, I just don't really think about it till you think about it.
Yeah,
I guess you don't really like know about it till you think about it.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, never had to even had to be put towards a situation. What are you drinking? Beer?
Yeah, I got this. It's called Drive Through Tiger's Blood.
Is that a snow cone on there?
Yeah, it's got it's a watermelon, strawberry, and coconut Berliner style ale.
Jeez, dude, I honestly
it tastes like all of that and none of that at the same time. It's very different.
I have not drank very much at all in probably a month. Like one time, I think. And I don't know why. I just haven't.
I had this week that like this is my. It's Wednesday. I'm gonna sound like an alcoholic, but I haven't really drank that much. I've had like two beers this week.
Yeah.
And then I had like an amaretto sour earlier because you know we were rotating out sweet and sour mix.
Yeah.
There was only a little bit left. I'm not gonna like just throw it away.
Don't waste it.
Yeah. So I went ahead and made an amaretto sour. Bailey had one, I had one. And then yesterday I had a monkey butter snatch. That was it. Like I haven't really drank a whole lot of beer.
Yeah. Are y'all gonna open that barrel of wine or whiskey at y'all's 1 year?
Yeah, so about that.
Y'all already drank it?
No, we didn't have a chance to.
What?
The barrel soaked it all up.
No.
Swear to God. I didn't open it to drink any of it. I know Bailey didn't drink any of it because she wasn't going to without me being there. She doesn't even like it. The only reason she was doing it is because it was an anniversary thing. But yeah, so the barrel soaked it all up.
No way.
Swear to God. Soaked it. We found out it soaked it all up by like 6 months ago.
What I mean, would you just like shake? Would you try to shake it, pick it up, and felt like nothing?
I opened it up and nothing came out.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
Swear to God, yeah, soaked it up.
That is mind blowing.
Yeah, I didn't think I knew the barrel was gonna do it. And I told Bailey, I was like, we're only going to get like a shot out of this. Like the barrel's going to soak it up. And she's like, well, no, I think we'll have more than that. I was like, the barrel's going to soak it up. We're dumping it. The barrel's going to soak it up. And she's like, well, we only need a shot out of it because I don't really want any. I just want to like take a taste out of it for the sake of it. I was like, okay, the barrel's going to soak it up. And I'm saying this and I'm thinking like, yeah, we're probably going to get a couple shots out of it.
Nothing. Well,
we still have the stuff to mix it. So I guess we could like, we still have the rest of the mixture, so we could just like dump it in there.
I don't even know how whiskey is like barreled like never ever even looked at.
It's, I mean, it's we did the mixture, the rye and barley. I think is what it was. There's like a couple things, but this is like an aging process for whiskeys. And so we followed the process. We did the mixture. I just don't think we put enough in the barrel.
Does it, I mean, does it always, like on these whiskey barrels, do they always like soak in? Like, I wonder how much they lose it. I mean,
I filled that sucker. That's the thing. Like, they say you're supposed to like soak them in water for a while. And so when we got it, must have been 6-8 months before the wedding. Almost a year. It was almost a year before the wedding. I filled that sucker full of fucking water.
What happened? Just
let it sit on the countertop for almost a year.
Was there some water still in it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Really? What the hell, man?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was looking for some kind of stain from where maybe it like leaked out. Cause I was with you. I'm with you. I was like, "There's no fucking way." Like, oh, my alcohol evaporated. What the fuck? And I like, I'm sort of looking through it, like rolling it around and seeing there's no stain from where it leaked anywhere, even on the barrel. So it all just soaked in, which fucking sucks.
Where'd you have it at? Where'd you store it at?
In the liquor cabinet. So cool, dark place.
Whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sweet. We did it. It sucks you can't drink any of it.
Yeah, it was
pretty, but it's pretty sweet.
I've never seen nothing like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I've seen the candles, I've seen the sand. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have the barrel, so that's fun.
Yeah, I got the barrel. Oh, so how's work?
It's busy. It's well, yeah, it's kind of busy. We're like knocking out, you know, we're big projects are coming to a close, which is nice. And, you know, we're trying to keep feeding the big projects in.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got like little projects to kind of supplement and trying to work out. You know, we're still trying to perfect communication and time management and like time allocation and stuff like that, which I guess goes under time management. Like we're not struggling.
Right.
But we're not like streamlined either.
Yeah.
Which may never happen. And that's like communication will never be perfect. But it's not bad.
Yeah.
Actually not bad. It's good. Yeah, big projects are coming to an end. Little projects are there and you know, I just try to keep the train rolling.
Are y'all still an hour away from the house?
Mm-mm. No. Okay. Well, we're about like 20 or 30 minutes.
Okay, that ain't bad.
Last week was our last week in Grand Isle, which is like 4 hours, 3.5 or 4 hours from the house. Phew. Yeah, because we were last week when we were texting back and forth, we both had forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been like hanging on the side of a scaffolding section like 18 foot up in the air and trying to caulk shit and stuff, like just trying to finish shit up. So but we're done. That was our good last week there.
Good.
But we got a spot to fish yet, so whenever you want to come down and hit coastal waters.
Hey,
we got a place.
I do want to try that. I would like to do some of that fishing. Damn, I had something else.
How's work going on your end?
Work is, it's like, it's all right. It's okay. I'm doing like, we're kind of shorthanded. And so we're kind of doing, or at least I am doing like multiple stuff at one time. And selling is just, I'm not feeling it like I thought I would. And it could be this place, right? So it could be what I'm selling. I've been thinking about it. I don't want to be a salesman. I just want to be a man that sells, like in sales. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if that makes sense, but it might be, you know, mm-hmm. That's just what I tell myself. Like, cause like people like at work, they're like salesmen, like, you know, there's just grimy people out there. And that's what it like is attached to that. So I want to be, I don't know. I'm just kind of, it's all right, but I'm kind of struggling a little bit. I'm having some obstacles as far as calling people and knowledge about the product and stuff like that. And so I'm not really doing nothing on the sales end. So if they ask me like other stuff, it's like, I don't mind doing it, but I can't keep doing it like this. It's like, something's got to change. Either. Yeah. I got to change and like, actually like really find my zone way, whether it's email or anything like that. But like cold calling, that's a beast. it's a beast of like, I feel like you like bugging the shit out of somebody, especially like with a lot of spam calls and shit, like, you know, these days. And what's so crazy is like, when I, do you remember when you first like started having to talk to what, like a bill person or, you know, somebody that's just calling you, do you remember like around when you started talking to other people on phone, like to handle quote unquote business?
Yeah.
How old were you?
16.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was like, I mean, it was either a little bit maybe before, but I just remember like never wanting to talk on the phone to another person. And my mom would be like, she's like, talk to this person. You need to learn how to do it because you're going to have to do it. And
yeah.
And then like, I think I went through a little, I was never rude. Like I was never flat out rude or whatever. But I do make it like a conscience effort, like except the motherfuckers who call overseas somewhere and they call about the gift card. Scams. Boy, they have me going nuts on the phone. Do you know they cuss you out now? Like they will say you're a piece of shit and the worst human or whatever, all because you're not getting scammed. It's the craziest thing. Sometimes I answer them on purpose.
I don't answer them anymore because it's weird. I'll be honest with you. I'm not good with like phone calls. I'm not like, I'm really awkward when I'm talking on a phone.
Yeah.
Like I don't like it's, like we could have a conversation and like we're done talking about something and I don't know how to get off the phone.
Yeah,
like, I'll literally just sit there. Like I don't want to be on the phone anymore. I have nothing else to say. Yeah. I don't want to say anything else. But here I am. Like just, I don't know how to, and it's like weird, like a social, I guess it's like a social thing. Like, I don't know how to, like, cause it's easy. You just say, all right, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And you would think that was that easy, but I can't. I'm like, all right, bye.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. It's not, and I would rather like have, and that's another thing. And Justin's definitely completely opposite. And I mean, there's other people I know that are opposite. Justin's definitely completely opposite of this. Call, like I could call him, like let's say I call him, we'll have a mm-hmm. conversation, right?
Right.
Get off the phone. I'll remember something I should have said to him,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll wait till I see him again to talk to him. I like won't call him back. Maybe I'll like text him and say it, but
yeah,
I'm not gonna do that. And where like Justin, if he like gets off the phone, remembers, he'll call me back and say something else.
Yeah,
like oh okay, which I mean. To me, because I don't like being on the phone in general, like because my phone, when my phone constantly rings,
yeah.
For some reason, there's no reason for it, but I will get absolutely pissed off.
No,
when it's just like constant call.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I can't,
yeah.
Like, it's none of them, it's not their problem on the other end,
right?
Like, I just don't maybe I just don't want to, and like I'll not answer calls.
Right.
Just don't answer the phone. I see it. I acknowledge it. I don't want to answer it.
It's so crazy because I feel every bit of that whenever I'm calling, like I am cold calling. Mm-hmm. But other than that, if it's anything else, like if it's another person that I know calling me, oh, I'd rather talk on the phone. Like if, like a lot of times, if you know, if I like pull up to your house, if I'm conscious about it, I'll text you, hey, I'm about to pull up, like when I'm right down the road, give you time to answer, you know, whatever. But if I forget and I just pull up, I'm calling you. Like, I'm going to call you. Like, you know what I mean?
Because a call is something immediate.
In my mind, it's
something like, if you're just trying to say hi, you can text me and just say hi. But if like, there's something you need to say, call me. Better yet, call me twice. Because if you call me once and I don't answer, it's because I'm busy. But I know if you call me a second time right after that, something's going on. I need to stop what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'll also call somebody. I'll call you if I need to tell you something and I'm excited to tell you, or I'm very like I'm in a more heightened emotional state where I cannot send this to you because you have to hear the tonality. Because you're not going to get the emotions with the text message. Emojis do help. And is it GIFs? It's an ongoing Giffies. Thing if it's GIFs. So I think those are probably in the technology. That might be one, hands down, one of the greatest inventions ever.
Oh, yeah. It's an odd, because once you, like the younger generation may not understand this, but when text messaging first came out, I can remember saying like, talking out in public where someone texts me.
Yeah.
And it was of course T9 word. So you're like, 999-221-122-1122-33-999-9-4-7-4-7-7-7-7-7-2, you know, and like you're like typing through all the shit.
Backspace.
Yeah, exactly. And you send it and then you get a text message back and you're like, that fucking bitch. And you could hear it. Like when you talk to someone enough, when they get the text message, like, I could send you just a sentence and you would know exactly how I'm saying it as you're reading it.
Yes.
Understand the tone behind it.
Right.
Without hearing a tone at all.
Exactly.
Which is a fucking crazy thing. I thought I was fucking stupid. I came to the realization like this is a crazy mode of conversation because I can understand people's tones without hearing their tones.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's something else. It is truly something else. Man, you know, back to cold calling. I'm trying to find my rhythm between like, you sound like a damn infomercial, a commercial. Nobody wants commercials. Nobody likes ads now. Ads, commercials. Like nobody really watches a damn commercial unless it's like the Super Bowl. And there's some that might catch your eye, you just sound so commercial. And it's I like meeting people. Like I like being in person because I can read, you know, a little bit more. I can, depending on like the silence, like how it's, if the silence is not awkward, like off your face or facial expressions, then I'll roll with it into something else. But if it's awkward, then I might even point it out or, you know, it's just, boy, when you can't see somebody, oh man. It's It's so crazy. It's but you know, sometimes it's fun. I've had some crazy moments where a motherfucker was like, what did he say? He just kept yelling on the phone. He was like, hello, hello. I was like, what the hell? Like, I had one dude up north. He was like, what did he say? I was trying to do my pitch or whatever and just sounding robotic. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What the fuck do you want? You know, it's just that up north, like it's up north. Like I think he was like around Boston or something like that. You know, it is crazy, dude, because I have called now. I've called every except Alaska.
Called every state.
Yeah, I've called damn near every state.
Yeah, I tried being a cold caller for 2 days. And when I lived in North Carolina, it was the Asheville Fire Department. It was essentially like so the fire department,
mm-hmm.
like they'll call and they'll be like, hey, we're, you know, bringing awareness, you know, donations go to help firefighters, families in need and all that other stuff. Right. And so at the time they're paying like $12 an hour, I think. And that was huge fucking money. I was still in high school. That was fucking huge.
And
so they gave you that prompt. I mean, you know, that prompt you got to read off of. And I had an extremely hard time. I did it for like a shift and a half before they pulled me in the office. And they're like, listen, I don't think this is going to work out. Because it would go like, it could go one of three ways, right? My calls went one of three ways.
Yeah.
The first way was I got lucky and the person like just pretty much put themselves on mute and set the phone down and I could read through the prompt as fucking unnatural as it may be because none of that shit is worded normally. Like, it's not like a normal fucking, like, you read it, whoever fucking Yahoo asshat type this thing up does not know how to communicate with people.
It's someone who's never made a cold call.
It's exactly, it's fucking, like, the prompt is the hardest part to get over. And they told me, they're like, yeah, you can tweak the prompt a little bit after I did it, like, four times. And I took my headset off. I was like, something's not right. They're like, well, change it up a little bit, like throw some different words in there. So that's what I did. And then I felt better. Like me personally, I felt more natural about it.
Yeah.
People did not like it because I still wasn't selling anything, but it was a hell of a lot easier for me to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And then you had the third situation, which was, and I couldn't understand it. And I would get fucking super frustrated with the people. I would get like halfway through the prompt and they would hang up.
Oh, yeah.
Not even the guys that would scream like, go fuck yourself or whatever. Because I would come up and be like, oh, fuck you. Like, let me hang up here so I can call your mom. You know, and like set the phone down for the people who just fucking like just hung up.
Halfway through. It hurts, dude. It hurts. It's a different type of jab.
You know, like, at least give me like a swift fuck you or pick up the phone and be like, hey, bro, not interested. Or like, hey, man, I'm jamming the second button so I can get the fuck off this call list. Like, hey, I hear you. Do your thing. You know?
Yeah.
But shift and a half, man. I did.
That's a tough one. I forget about that one. That's happened several times. That's a tough one right there.
That's hours. A tough one. I did it for 12 hours, day and a half. Before they pulled me in the office, they're like, I don't think this is for you. I was like, I don't think it's for me either.
It's so funny because that's just so hilarious to me because, you know, I get those calls too and I'll answer them and if for the police department. You know, okay, this is what blows my mind. And it just hit me because I say this at the office all the time. You're talking about people who hang up. right? I would say to you, I wanted to say I'm not that person, but I am. On certain ones, I just click, like, right in the middle, boom. And it's so funny because at work, we get cold calls all the time. And every time we get a cold call, I've been there almost a year. We've never taken a cold call, right? So then I'm like, well, how in the hell is this supposed to work for me when I'm sitting in a place that's hanging up or who do not are not remotely interested? Here I am. I'm the energy that we're giving out. I mean, how is it not supposed to come to me as well? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, and we have one dude that calls, like, they had a cleaning guy. I mean, I take the numbers down. Hey, hang on.
Okay.
1 second. Oh, okay. Sorry. We had to mark that good little. What was we talking about? See, damn it. I got thrown off.
Cold calling. Info, like the firemen.
Oh,
police,
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that. Now, see, I used to, and I would donate to them. I used to. I don't anymore.
Right.
Because, right. like, first off, it started, like, guys call me, and they would be doing the same thing that I was doing. Be like, man, like, they don't even, you and I both know they don't sell those tickets anymore. There's no homeless kids going to that concert. Nobody cares.
Oh, man.
I know you hate your job. And it's like, yeah, well, I mean, no, all the kids, I'm like, dude, I used to do that. I get it. Not a big deal. Like, put me down for $20. Like, help you out just a little bit, you know? And at that time, I mean, I can spare $20 now. I could spare $20 then. Not a big deal. But then one turns into two, turns into 12. Before you know it, you got like 15 different people calling on 17 different drives. And one's for, you know, the police officers who lost their legs. And then the other one's for the firefighters who don't have arms anymore. And then you got the orphans who need stilts. And then you got, like, all this other shit. And I wish I could donate. And I think it's great that they're like, oh, yeah, it's tax deductible. Listen, now I may do it. But before, well, now I won't because I don't donate anymore. But before, tax deductible sounded nice. But when you do your taxes, you don't think, but goddamn, like, you're not sitting there going, oh, man, what can I deduct? Oh, I did give that firefighter association $25.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Let me write. No one, like, I mean, and I could be wrong. Maybe not no one. I don't fucking think about that. I'm there to do my taxes and get the fuck out.
I do, too.
I think everyone should do that. That's the beauty. I think everyone should be. Have to do cold calling.
Yeah.
Because it's a different form of fucking uncomfortable.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I was thinking that too, that everybody should have to work at a fast food restaurant. Like, I wish now it can't be like this. There's no way. And I'm not advocating for this, but it feels like I am. So I might be, but I'm not trying to. But if you say, they tracked your bank account. See, it already says, but they find out like the most place you go. Like if you spend like a lot of money at McDonald's, I go to McDonald's every morning for breakfast. I've already worked at McDonald's, so I don't need to work at McDonald's to know how to treat somebody. But you know what I mean? Like everybody should have to work in that place because you're going to work with some interesting individuals.
Let's not even work, but deal with. Like, even in the public, you got to deal with some fucking crazy. Like, that's why I try not to be an asshole to anyone in the drive thru.
Yeah.
Because I worked at Arby's. I used to be high as a fucking kite. Doing, like, sitting at Arby's, like, trying to take people's orders. And sometimes the speakers are just fucked up. And you just can't hear them. So I try not to get frustrated. Like, because, like, if I have to repeat myself 4 or 5 times, it's frustrating. But you know what? Like what we talked about, like with the waiters and stuff like that, when they come up, you're always asking, man, how's your day been? Like, what have you been getting into? When someone like drive through, they're like, hey, might I take your order? Ah, man, give me a second. Day's been shit. How about yours? Like something like that.
Yeah.
It's a whole change in personality for them. and it like it helps a little bit, you right. know, like Canes. Canes has got it going on. Whenever you go Canes through the drive through with Canes.
Well, yo, some whatever the hell they say, I like that shit.
Oh yeah.
Do they do that down there?
Oh yeah. Every oh
whatever,
yeah.
Whatever the hell that little saying is, it's like so a, it gets me every time. Yo, you want some chicken to go or something like
that? Yeah, there's that one. We're just kicking it. What kind of chicken you want in it or something like that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like it.
It fires me up. Every time I go to Canes, it fires me up. When they do that chicken, so would you like some chicken to go? I sure will.
Give me
give me the four fingers with no coleslaw, extra toast, baby.
Yeah.
There's
something like there was like I was in a car, like I was having like a serious conversation with Bailey in the truck. I rolled up the window and the window's down. And I'm also one of those people who like with a drive through, like at a register.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the phone.
No.
I'm getting like stuff rung up. Like to me, I just think it's rude. I've been on the other person. I've been in that person's shoes on the other side very briefly. Well, no, that was for a little while in high school, but
yeah,
very briefly in the grand scheme of things. But I always hated like that, and like the people who, and this I'm going way off, but you remember when it first came out, the Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Jawbone. You had the jawbone or you had some other shit, and they would always put it on the right side. So when they're like, because I worked in a grocery store for a while.
Yeah, me too.
I'm working the register and people are like throwing stuff on the fucking conveyor belt and you're hitting the button. And I figured it out that most people have Bluetooth headsets on, but I still fucking talk to them to make them feel like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh yeah, there was, I remember one day, like I was scanning shit and they're like, man, fuck that bitch. Or there, no, it was, and I was like, fuck that woman, man. I can't believe that bullshit. And I was like, I know, it's fucking crazy. I was like, just ringing up stuff. And he's like, man, she fucking kicked me out, kicked my mom out. Like, man, that's fucked up. Kicking your mom out of the house, like just scanning groceries. I had no idea who the fuck this guy was. And like, I'm having my own conversation with him while he's having a conversation with someone else. And he like stopped and stared. He like stopped, realized what was happening because he wasn't even making eye contact. He was like, looking out while he was talking, like looked at me. And I went, oh, you weren't talking to me? And I just stared at him. He goes, like tapped his ear. I went, okay. You know? But dude, and I always promised myself, I hate those fucking assholes. Dude, I will never be that person. I don't have AirPods. Like, I have a headset.
I was like just
a wired headset, but it's visible. And when, like, if I'm going to be at, and I won't, like, play my music while I'm in shopping or anything like that, like in a grocery store or something like that. Because I've got so much stuff going around me. Like, I'm trying to fucking pay attention. Like, I don't give a shit what's in my ears. And two, when I get up to the register, like, I will take my headset out. If I've got it, I'll take my headset out. I'll ball it up. I'll put it in my fucking pocket.
Yeah.
Just because I'd rather talk to them. It's a person. Like, just be like, hey, how are you? You know, like bringing up groceries or
me too.
Beer or whatever the fuck it is. Like,
yeah, me too. I hate whenever, because I'm real, same thing. I worked at the grocery store. So that's one of my things I've been good about. And I haven't been perfect with it because there are times and I feel so bad when I realize I'm doing it. I will tell them I'm so sorry for being on the phone. I didn't mean to. Like, you don't want to give nobody a whole spill. I'm sorry. I used to be just like this. I used to work just like this. So I understand like there's ways you can do it or whatever. But,
yeah,
you know, you said something. I wish I could go to the grocery store, like the big Walmart, put like a podcast in and walk around and shop. But I can't. There's no way. I can't, because one, I'm not a type of person who likes one in and one out. I like both. They got to be both in. That's something, because if I have one in and one out, then it's absolutely useless. I can't pay attention. It's too close. So then it has to be like, of course, like whenever the music, like whenever I do workouts here, I have a speaker on, and do like that. But it's either all in or all out. But whoo, I would love to. People who do it, I don't know where it comes from. Cause there's some, I don't know how people do it. That's a level of worry-free or I don't know, because my anxiety goes up if I'm not paying the F attention, because I don't know what the hell can be happening out of the other.
Yep.
Just imagine, like, when you see shit on the news and somebody just going crazy in a Walmart or wherever, and your ass is just listening to God knows what podcast or music, and half the story's getting blasted on the other side.
Yep.
I'm sure you can hear it.
It's bad. Like, that could happen. I don't even go that route. I understand that, but I don't even think I get to, like, when I'm pushing my buggy and then someone inches out and then they stop. And it's like, I stop. I'm like, they're looking like, the fuck me. This is a four-way guy. You already got the nose out. Go.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. You know, and then they walk and then it's like, okay, you know, you're going and then you're pushing and then there's, you know, and this is going to sound horrible, but there's an elderly couple. They're walking like hip to hip, but they're taking up the whole goddamn aisle. And you know what? I have respect for my elders. I always have. I always will. Get the fuck out of the way, though.
Man, like, I got shit to do and places to be. No, man, you know they can't get out the way.
I know. And that's why I will try to be as polite as possible and like walk in their heels as much as I can, to the point where I'm like, okay, I gotta go. And then I'll shoot off. And like in my mind, I'll go like against traffic. You know, it's like driving the wrong way down a one way.
Yeah.
Except like you got a buggy. I'm like going up like, fuck.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Cause I think about like road rules when I'm in a grocery store.
Yeah.
So I'm like going the wrong way down a one way. I'm like, whoo. I'm like white knuckling a buggy, just trying to get as fast as I can pass and shoot back over.
Hey, that's another crazy thing. That's a pandemic. It's so crazy. They had a designated time for elderly. If you were not like 65 and up, you could not go to Walmart. Where was I working at? Over by Blue and Associates. You could not go at 6 a.m. Really? And that's when I was going to work. So I would go there like at 6:45 or so. And I couldn't, for the longest, it was the elderly. And then they had like arrows, like an actual traffic lane in the store.
Listen, I think that's a great fucking idea. And it sounds like stupid, but it's weird how it's ingrained. Like if you go on base, you have certain, and it's just, it's just second nature. It doesn't make sense, right? So when you're on military post, you have certain aisles that go certain ways.
Yeah.
And it's just like a fucking road.
Huh.
But you never, like, you're not, I mean, like, you're still going to run into people and people are still going to be dicking around and doing what the fuck ever.
Right.
But it's just like a system of roads.
Right.
Within the store without think, like, it doesn't, like, there's not arrows pointing and shit like that.
Right.
But it's all treated just like you're in a car driving on the road.
Yeah.
And it makes traversing a store so much easier.
Oh yeah,
you know,
definitely. I don't know, it's 8, so I don't know if you gotta run out.
Oh yeah, you gotta head to Adrian's, don't you?
Yeah I'm gonna go over there next week. Think about this now. Is what you can. All right, so this week you should try. This is what I try. You might already think like this, but I'm trying to think of like how I do anything is how, or how I do everything is how I do anything. So I was going to ask you, when we're talking about driving, like really evaluating yourself and, you know, where do you think your driving is? 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely the best. what you're driving, and how are you whenever you drive? Like, are you know what I mean? I feel like I kind of know, but
how what now?
Like, how you are when you drive? Like, do you easily get pissed off?
Oh yeah. Or... So, I think I'm a pretty confident driver. I'm not a fucking like I'm not saying I can get into a fucking drift car or an Indy car and just go racing around the corners or whatever.
No.
Through my way through, I'll figure it out. I'm confident on the roads. Listen, I've had limited accidents in my years of driving, and only one on a public road was my fault. So I'll take that as a win, right?
Yeah.
However, I'm extremely impatient, especially on the roads. You know, call it, you know, PTIDs or anxiety or just being an asshole. Like, I'll take it. Traffic is my worst enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally won't live somewhere if there's traffic. I can't function. If I have to stop at a green light for more than 20 seconds, I'm wailing on the horn and I'm telling someone I'm going to murder.
Oh, man, you a horn blower?
Yes, I'm a horn blower. That's right there. If you're sitting at a green light, there's no fucking reason. And then I realize, like, if you're 20 cars back, you got to give it a second. You got to get rolling. Like,
Yeah.
Get rolling. But at this point, like, it's green. Why am I still fucking sitting here?
Mm-hmm.
Then we keep going. And then you got people, and I don't speed anymore because I use cruise control, which is great.
Yeah.
However, if you don't do the speed limit, I'm and Bailey will vouch for me, I will run you off the goddamn road.
No.
I will tailgate with the best of them. You think you're going to brake check me? Get fucking real, guy. I'll tap my brakes, flutter with you, and then I'll stay 3 foot off that fucking bumper. Like, do the speed limit and get the fuck out of the way.
Come on, man.
And so I'm an extremely passionate driver. I'm gonna go with passionate.
Okay, passionate.
And I feel like I'm competent. I'm not an expert driver.
Right. I'm competent. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Same. But all right. Well, we'll end it on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll holler at you.
I was gonna ask you something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, why aren't you at Adrian's now?
Because she had a client. She had another client.
Clients coming to the house?
No. God no. At the office.
Oh. I got you.
No. So she was doing that, and so that's why I'm at the house.
I got you.
Yeah. So I'm about to go over there now though.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I'll holler at you in a little bit. I'll crank out. We got a couple episodes in the bank. I forgot to put them out last week and this week.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, that's, man, we've been busy. Hell.
Yeah. I quit counting the episodes, but we're almost at a year. That's not me. We're almost at a year doing this shit.
Yeah. It's gonna be a little grind, does it feel good to like not keep up with count with the podcast, or do you like actually keeping up with count with them?
I know I enjoy like keeping up with the count of the episodes and stuff like that. I mean, I think I would enjoy it, but it's a worthless piece of effort.
Yeah.
Because no one cares if it's episode 24 or 25.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just a number assigned to it. And yeah. It's like the information, like the descriptions I would type in under it, like give a breakdown of the episodes.
Yeah.
I put so much fucked up shit in there. I know no one was reading it. Like, I know nobody was reading that shit. And dang. So I just quit doing it because, I mean, I talked about autistic infants fucking Easter eggs just to see, just to like grasp, you know, just like throw something out there, see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, which is fine. It's okay because it makes my life a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Or our lives, really. It's not just mine. It's ours because we constantly either we're talking about this or working on something with it or, you know, so if it's just like, all right, get on Audacity or Audio City. That's what you want to call it. You know, hit play it through like, sounds good. Take out like the coughs or the sniffles or the like weird noises or some shit like that. Cut that shit out. Copy paste our information. Boom. Upload. Ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I got. That's how I was with the other podcast. It just makes it so much easier. Like, people who go the extra mile, not there yet, but maybe one day, whenever you can do that, like that's a lot of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's when you're working.
It definitely is a lot of time. And I mean, I was thinking about it. I'm not out to make like one day if we make money off of this thing, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to force this. I'm not trying to force feed this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let this thing grow naturally, do its own little thing.
Yeah.
And if not, like we've lost nothing.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So I'm not like, we're happy. We have listeners and I'm thoroughly convinced that Anchor is wrong on our analytics.
No, 100%. Nobody's going to get it right. No. So
we'll just keep putting it out there until people tell us to stop. People tell us to stop, I'm just planning on moving this fucker somewhere else. We'll just pick the show up, shift it somewhere else, and I keep doing it.
Damn right. Damn right. I hear you. All right, I better go.
All right, tell everyone you said hey, and right. I'll holler to you soon.
All right, you do the same.
All right, man, sounds good.
All right, later, bro. Right,
later. Yeah, bitch, Fresh out of bed, I really feel some type of way. Last night I had tequila just to ease the day. I really try but can't explain the shit that's on my dome. Today I may just quit my job because I'm in a zone. The voices in my head are telling me what I should do. They always seem to know the way, so I just follow through. I got my flow tucked nice on you motherfuckers. I know you hate it, but you claiming that you really...